Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber's upcoming events, such as Durango Rocks on May 3rd, you can go to durangobusiness.org. And yeah, Durango will be rocking as we celebrate all of the wonderful people and big business, small business, entrepreneurs, nonprofits. The list goes on and on and on. And I promise you'll have fun. So, Chris, Rufa, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good.
How are you?
You know, I'm doing all right. You know, I'm upright and vertical and just living the dream, as they say.
Absolutely.
It's so good to see you. You know,
I know. It's been a minute.
Yes, it has. You reached out to me, a couple weeks ago and said, hey, you know, I want to, you know, maybe reengage with the chamber. What's new? We sat down, we had coffee, and you own Pool Creative.
Yes, I do.
And before we went on the air, we were talking about you have a long history here in Durango. Now, it's only a 15-minute show, but talk a little bit about, you know, what you're up to now, and then we're going to get into history.
Okay. Up to now. Well, you know, it's been an interesting few years, for sure. With COVID, as all of us do, I had to switch gears a little bit, went back to some of my roots in textile design. So I reached out to a number of my sports brand friends and have been doing quite a few patterns for some of their brands and keeping Pool alive. Big changes.
I'm going to interrupt because you were with Bula.
I was.
Back in the day.
Back in the day. Yep. Yeah. There you go. That dates us right there.
Yeah.
That's why I moved here, actually.
For Bula.
Moved here. Took a job with Bula as one of their four designers, doing textiles, doing the crazy hats, doing catalogs, hang tags, you name it. Did quite a bit,
And so Pool Creative, I mean, you wear a lot of different hats because you also, you mentioned the textile, you have a business designing scarves along with helping people brand and do logos and things of that nature.
Exactly. I stay very busy.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing for me.
Yeah, well, okay. So we're going to start, get you plug. If somebody wants to, you know, find out information about, you know, your, what you do, is it poolcreative.com? What is it?
Nope, it's poolcreative.us.
Oh, okay.
Country code, yeah.
Poolcreative.com
was taken.
Oh, so you took the US, no problem.
Right.
Poolcreative.us. And I'm going to throw out that you designed the Steamworks logo. You mentioned that before going on air. And I know Chris Euler and Kim, his wife, works for me at the chamber. And wow.
Yeah, that was one of the earliest logos I did in Durango. I met with Chris and Brian back in the day. I think I was pregnant out to my knees. I was, and they needed someone to design the logo for their new brew pub and a number of their initial labels. And it was super fun. It was a great way to jump into the community. And they're still using the same logo today.
That you designed.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's got to be kind of interesting when you're driving around and you look and go, oh, I did that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I did that one. Oh, that one needs freshened up.
And the t-shirts, all the KDUR t-shirts. You know, we started doing those KDUR fall fundraisers in 97. And, you know, there's a t-shirt for every single year and the Power Arm logo t-shirt design. It pops all the time. It's pretty funny.
You know, it's funny when you mention KDUR because I was the last student station manager at KDUR way back in the day.
Yeah,
and I remember one of the logos with a pair of sunglasses with headphones and KDUR. I just had a little flashback there.
Yeah,
so how fun.
Yeah, that's been an ongoing fun thing. I haven't done it for them in the last few years. It's time to pass the torch on to someone else, but boy, there was a good 20-something years of those posters.
How fun.
I think they have them all hanging up in their student building near where the new KDUR offices are.
Yeah, up in the student life or union building, whatever they call that.
Yeah, they've got them all on the wall there. It's pretty fun to see the whole history of them.
Oh, well, and just, you know, kind of like the, I bet it's kind of like even looking at the Snowdown posters, right?
Yeah.
You just kind of look and you go, wow, look at all those that
I did. We did one of those. We did 2000, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What year was that one?
It was 2000. It was the year with the...
So grand or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
The poster was a black and white and silver, and it had some like gambling, rolling dice or something like that.
I remember that.
Yeah, I haven't thought of that one in a long time.
Well, and since we're going down memory lane here, you were the... part of the team that came up with the concept for Look Local First, mm-hmm. and Buck and Moolah, yep. Penny, and the whole cast of characters right. that we use.
Where does that stuff come from sometimes?
Yeah, well, you know.
That was fun. Yeah, that was when Neil Hanna, my partner, was mm-hmm. still working with us. He moved on to Chip Peddler after, right. shortly thereafter. Uh-huh. And that was, remember, that was about the time where we started having more e-commerce. We were mm-hmm. really trying to help people understand the benefit, why you should shop local, what happens to the dollar when it goes from one hand to the next and stays in the community, and
right.
and but not make it like we were lecturing or
yeah.
trying to, you know, you should do this, you should buy local. And at the same time, the Local First logo, we had also done that one, and there was mm-hmm. some confusion between Local First and, you know,
Look Local.
And the whole idea yeah. was, the reality is, it doesn't matter, you should support right. local, but we wanted to keep it fun and light and mm-hmm. have this kooky cast of characters that yeah. we came up with. And yeah, that was a fun project.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because Buck, the costume, you know, we have Buck appears in this year's Durango Rocks video.
He does? Still?
Buck, yep, came awesome. Out of retirement.
Yeah.
And Buck reemerged, and it's
Buck
been a while.
Buck is still here.
Yeah, we still have Buck around. And then, yeah. You know, you also redesigned the chamber logo. We used to have, I was told it was Wheels of Business. It looks like the train to me. Mm. And you right. helped redesign that with kind of like there's four Ds, which represent, you know, the chamber, YPODS, leadership, La Plata, and the diplomats in right. different colors. And mm-hmm. you came up with that concept.
Yep. Yeah. That was a fun rebrand. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking about that one. And, you know, we live in the Four Corners. Mm-hmm. We are a full year seasonal community, I yep. guess. You know, and I recall around that time, there was also a large push for bumping up shoulder season tourism,
right.
trying to make us truly all year round, which we are if you live here. There's mm-hmm. never a dull moment.
No.
Never a good time to be injured, as we like to say. So
yeah.
I wanted to work that into the logo, this idea of, you know, the Durango and all four seasons and vibrant, keep it fresh. But truly with logos, for me, first and foremost, it's about keeping it simple. You want it right. memorable, you know. So if this thing is shrunk down to under an inch in one color, it
sure.
it's strong.
Yeah.
And I think it succeeded. I still
absolutely
still love seeing that logo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and it's you know, we have it, you know, probably displayed on the front of our building as well as you walk in, you know, with the mm-hmm. with the four Ds and everything that that you helped to come up with. And what I really enjoyed was the whole creative process and sitting down with you and going through it. And I actually, to this day, everybody comments on the cardstock we use, which is your idea with the,
the
heavier cardstock and the die cut, you know, and
yep.
everything. I'm holding one of my business cards now, and
yep.
people go, wow, that's a nice card. And it's, you know, I mean, you can hear that probably, but it's a heavier cardstock.
Good. My work is done.
And they said, well, they said, you know, people will go, it's even
a
like it's embossed.
Card.
I mean, you know, like it's,
yeah.
you know, that and that is part of that whole rebranding that you, yeah. you did for the chamber.
Yeah, it's not just about the logo. It's, you know, it's multi-sensory, that experience. Like when you hand the card out and mm-hmm. someone has that ooh moment, it feels good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what you want people to remember. You're helping develop an experience, a touch point. For
okay.
them. So when whoever meets you and you hand them the card, that should be a positive experience.
Now, speaking of that positive experience, then, so mm-hmm. with Pool Creative, so Chris, do you, if somebody wants to reach out and say, all right, I'm wanting to, you know, open a business, or I've been in business for a year and now I need a logo, are you available mm-hmm. to help, you know, guide people through that whole
Absolutely.
Entire process?
Absolutely. I love, that's a big part of what I do is developing logo, the identity system, the visual brand, helping them understand the difference between brand and logo mm-hmm. and why they're each independently quite important, but everything works together. And so, yes, I do a lot of logo work still and mm-hmm. A lot of rebranding work. You know, you might have had your logo for a while, like the chamber, and it's just time to update it.
Yeah.
You don't want to completely shift gears, but sometimes you need to. Sometimes
right.
it no longer suits the purpose, or the business model has changed, or it's no longer relevant. So it really
sure.
just, you have to dig in and understand why you want to change it, or what is the benefit to changing it, and then go from there.
Well, I know for us, you know, it's kind of, you know, just going with the chamber. Mm-hmm. Can we say the chamber? You know, the Durango Chamber of Commerce.
Right,
you,
right.
You know, but it's a mouthful, but people know us as the chamber. And, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, what are you doing with the chamber?
Yeah.
And with our new building and everything just kind of all came together when we rebranded and we refreshed and everything that came up. And at the time, we didn't know we'd be in a new building.
Right. But it's, you know, you were still down by the park.
Yeah. Standing the test of time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. I love the fact that it's all called the chamber. And I remember talking about that, wanting to, like, really, do people really call this the Durango Chamber of Commerce?
Right.
You know, we're American. We like to shorten everything. Let's just make it hip. The chamber.
Yeah. The chamber. The chamber.
Could be a bar. The chamber. Going to the chamber.
Well, we have beverages in our fridge. Not for sale. You know, it's the team building exercise.
Right.
We practice about, you know, once a month on Fridays.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. So what is the part of your job that you just truly love?
It's a big part of why I wanted to go into design in the first place is I like the problem-solving piece of it. Taking what is important to the customer, the service or business or whatever it may be, and not only understanding what their likes and dislikes are, but also, probably more importantly, how do you best represent a business, you know, and especially with logos, they're so little and so important. I like to talk about a logo as being the jewel in the crown. It's the emotional trigger, and you really have to boil it down to the essence of what that business is. It's not the logo's job, per se, to tell the entire story. You know, we don't want to illustrate a logo that shows skiing and rafting and or whatever it may be. It has to be something that the first time you experience it, it creates that reaction. And the next time you experience it, you remember seeing it, or you've gone to that business, and it's there to just stir things up a little bit, not tell the story. That's the rest of the brand. So I love building logos for people.
And there's so much behind a logo. And of course, we all think of Nike, Apple. I mean, you know, the ones that you know are out there. And you, when you see the swoosh, or you see the out, you know exactly. And it brings up, I want to say, almost, you know, emotions and stuff. And you go, you know, that dedicated. Dedicatedness, is that even a word? It is now, I guess. But, you know, and the commitment you have to that brand and to that company.
Yeah, stay the course with it. You don't get to fill it up with meaning on the first day you launch it. It takes a lot of time. And the more positive experiences your customer has with you, the more positive that logo becomes. And the more you invest into it and marketing it and getting it out there, the more visible it is, of course. But it's a marathon.
Yeah. And along that line, too, that's something you can help a business with throughout the entire process, not just the logo, but now here's the branding. Here's the, you know, the way we're going to launch it. Here's now with social media, and this is what we're going to do to roll it out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if the logo is amazing and you've fallen short somewhere else, your brand's not going to be very strong. So you want to shore it all up, build a good foundation, and just keep building on it.
Yeah. And part of that process, too, and I have people say, well, how much does it cost, too? And it's like, well, depends on the amount of scope of work and everything that you're wanting, you know?
Yeah. It's creativity. It doesn't have a measuring stick, you know? I've been doing this for a while. And because I can do it faster, does that mean it's not worth as much? So there's no time that you measure it. And some projects are just by nature going to be more complex, more difficult to convey what it is you're trying to convey.
Yeah. And like you said, too, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we only got about 30 seconds left. So your website?
Poolcreative.us.
Poolcreative.us, and people can reach out and find all your contact information there.
Yes, they can.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you're gonna have to come back because we're out of time.
I'm happy to. Love to.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about our logo. I got on my vest today. I've got it on my, you know, my business cards.
You're very well branded.
Yes. Am I?
Great. Yeah. Yeah. I like
it. Good?
It embroiders really well.
Yeah. It does.
I've been staring at it.
It stands out.
Good.
Well, Chris, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll see you at a chamber event.
Yes, you will.
All right.
Very soon.
Don't forget, Durango Rocks on May 3rd. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.